क्रिटिकल कमेंट्स ऑन सेकेंड एक्ट एंड सीन सेकेंड कॉलोनल लेट फ्रांस अराइवल. There are some important developments in this scene. In the first place, Alison's father arrives and after a good deal of hesitation takes her away with him. Alison leaves a note for Jimmy, a very touching letter which infuriates him rather than console. Helena, instead of going away with Alison as expected, says on at the Porter's flat on the pretext of some important appointment, the most important dramatic development being the shocking incident in which reacting of Jimmy's physical threat. She savagely slaps him, and seeing the expression of pain and anguish and much of everyone's astonishment, kisses him passionately and draws him down beside her. Dramatic and suspenseful moments in this scene. This scene is full of dramatic and suspenseful moments. A feeling of uncertainty prevails when Alison's father brings to justify Jimmy's attitude toward himself and his wife. He believes that there is a sufficient ground for Jimmy to show hostility towards them. He confesses that he and his wife are responsible for Jimmy's hostile attitude because they not only opposed but tried their best to prevent Jimmy and Alison's marriage by any means. Likewise, father concerned with the welfare marriage by any means. Likewise, father concerned with the welfare of his daughter. Colonel Redfern warns Alison softly that she is taking a big step. We encounter a very moving scene between Cliff and Alison at the time of her departure. Cliff requests her to tell Jimmy about her decision herself and unbelievingly ask her if she really is going away. And another dramatic moment comes when Cliff, for the first time in the play, loses his balance, temperament, and speaks somewhat rudely to Helena. But the most intriguing scene is when Helena is, in relation to Jimmy's threat, slaps Jimmy savagely and then the very next moment kisses him passionately, drawing him beside her. It arouses envy and doubts as to the motives of Helena Cliff, a sincere and true friend. Cliff's concern for Alison and Jimmy. In this scene, the real and genuine friend in Cliff comes to the fore. His genuine concern for Jimmy and Alison becomes apparent in the scene where Alison is about to live with her father. He unbelievingly asks her if she really was going away. On getting an affirmative reply, he suggests that she should wait till Jimmy returns and tells him about her decision herself. When Alison declines to stay on, he rather sadly says that the place would lose much of its charm without her. He is really upset after Alison's departure. For the first time in the play, we find him getting irritated. Helena's question on Jimmy's irks him and he shouts at her, "Why the hell should I know?" He is in despair. He is unwilling to face Jimmy for he cannot bear to see his friend hurt. He in a way holds her responsible for Alison's decision to go away. He plans to go out in order to avoid confronting Jimmy. He says, "I have had a hard day and I don't think I want to see anyone hurt." He tosses Alison's note to Helena and says, "Here, you give it to him. He is all yours." And vehemently adds, "And I hope he rams it up your nostrils. He is loyal to both Jimmy and Alison, is concerned about their welfare, and would always like to see them live happily together." The fact that Alison is going to separate herself from Jimmy greatly upset him and unable to expect the reality that he loses his temperament even. Helena's design doubtful. This scene throws some further light on the character of Helena. Of her husband, Alison had been a very tolerant wife who silently bears all the tantrums of her husband. But after Helena's arrival, we notice some change in her character. As accused by Jimmy, Helena's influence over Alison cannot be overlooked. Helena is to great extent responsible for Alison's departure. She constantly reminds her that she would never survive under that condition and that she should go away to teach Jimmy a lesson. She even takes an upper hand and sends a telegram to Allison's father asking him to take away his daughter. At first, it was understood that Helena would accompany Allison to her parents' home, but at the last moment, she announces that she would stay for one more night as she had an important appointment. Her decision astonishes even Allison, who could not conceal her surprise. "Are not you coming with us?" she asks. We are clueless as to what prompted her to stay on even for one night in the apartment of the man whom she detests and what to in the absence of his wife. The incident when reacting violently to Jimmy's threat, she first slaps and then kisses him passionately naturally, thus justifies our doubt regarding Helena's motive. But it is difficult to pinpoint her motive. Whether she has been in love with Jimmy all the time right from the beginning and was masking her feeling and intentionally separated the couple to have Jimmy for herself or after slapping him. Seeing his expression of pain, she felt sorry and kissed him on impulse to make up for her act. It is difficult to judge. This incident gives rise to the suspicion that perhaps Helena had sent Allison away deliberately to start her affairs with Jimmy, or perhaps there had been a mingled feeling of love and hatred in her attitude towards Jimmy, and with Allison gone, the feeling of love comes to the force, pushing back the feeling of hatred. Helena, like Allison, is a woman of complex nature. After Allison's departure, she asks Cliff what Jimmy would do. Whether he would look for one of his girlfriend, this certainly provides sufficient ground to our doubts about her intentions. Allison, her decision to leave and her concern for Jimmy. This scene also throws considerable light on Allison's character. Fed up with her husband's torturous behavior and provoked by Helena, she decided to walk out by Jimmy's life. But at the same time, she is extremely upset at the thought of her separation with her husband. While giving her father an account of their torrid marital life, she pours her heart out and tells him that probably Jimmy had married her only to take revenge on the middle class. She calls Jimmy a barbarian who stormed into her peaceful life and thrown a challenge at her. In spite of her father's warning that she is taking a big step, she is determined to go away, but she is extremely sad and unable to control her feeling, leans against her father and weeps. She takes hold of the toy squirrel, the symbol of her love for Jimmy, is about to put it in her suitcase and again changes her mind. She is so concerned with Jimmy that her last thought while leaving the house is about him. She says to Cliff, "Look after him." Provoked by Jimmy's constant criticism and Helena's interference, she decides to walk out on him. Left to herself alone, perhaps she would have gone on living with Jimmy forever, tolerating everything in silence. While leaving, she leaves a note for Jimmy where she mentions her desperate needs of peace and explains the reason of her leaving. When Cliff asks her if it could be better if she herself should tell her husband about her decision, she replies, "I am a conventional girl." Colonel Redfern, a wise and concerned father. This scene introduces us to Colonel Redfern, Allison's father. He retired army officer. He is a large, handsome man, about 60. As an army commander, he exercised immense authority and received great respect. He realizes that he no longer has authority and feels somewhat uneasy. He is an intelligent man who is never puzzled by the realities of life. He is nostalgic about his past life of comfort and finds it difficult to accept the facts that life has changed for him. During his conversation with his
daughter Allison, he regrets his wife and his opposition to her marriage with Jimmy. He feels that he and his wife were in a way responsible for the disturbance in their marital life. He admits that it would have been dignified on their part if they would not have interfered with Allison and Jimmy. Surprisingly, he defends Jimmy by saying that he had some amount of right in his side. Impartially judging the situation, he even accuses Allison of sitting on the fence, of being neutral. He tells his daughter that knowing about Jimmy's disapproval, she should have refrained from writing to her family members. On learning that Jimmy had described him as just one of those sturdy old plants left over from the Edwardian wilderness, he agrees, saying that he has quite a turn of phrase. He reprimands Allison when she tells him that perhaps Jimmy married her only to take revenge. Expressing shock, he says that he always believed that people married because they were in love. Like a wise and loving father, he advises Allison to think over her decision again and softly warns her that she is taking a big risk. We cannot help but admire him for his wise advice, for his polite manners. This is the end of critical comments on Act 2, Scene 2.